This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, folks. We're visiting with Michael Heck, President and CEO of G&O Inc., and we have a special guest, Michael.
Special guest, big partner, Davon Barber, who is the President and CEO of the Downtown Development District. I was on the phone with him this morning at 7:45, so it's become that kind of relationship, and Davon's here to tell you all about it.
Davon Barber, how are you both doing?
Good morning, Davon. Partnering with G&O Inc. and Michael Heck, God bless you, brother. Tell us.
Great partner to have. We're in this together.
Absolutely. I'm just teasing. Let's talk about some of these projects. First off, let me say this. I'm a big fan of yours. I'm a big fan of the Downtown Development District. You guys have done incredible work and continue to do incredible work. And I talk to folks in that area all the time, and they love the connection to your organization, which speaks volumes of your leadership. And you've been great for the city, and we appreciate your efforts.
Thank you so much, Noel. It's very kind. I appreciate that.
So let's talk about a couple of these projects that you're partnering with this guy over there. Project French Doors. Michael and I have talked about this. I love this project. The 100 blocks of the French Quarter, Dauphine, Bourbon, Royal, Chartist, and Decatur, the gateway to the quarter. Tell us about it.
Yeah, you know, this is a pretty exciting initiative. When you think about this, Canal Street, we've all talked about the importance of Canal Street being a historic corridor, and it very much is the gateway into the French Quarter. We have these, you know, streets that intersect that really provide the entrances into the French Quarter. And we saw this as an opportunity to leverage existing properties to really create, you know, what I describe as these Instagrammable moments. You know, the experience just simply doesn't start and end on Canal Street. It really ends and continues along in those connecting streets. And so this is a beautification effort that involves decorative murals, lighting, and also infrastructure improvements along these blocks. We think there are some great opportunities to really create these moments where visitors just stop and stare, take in the architecture, and also just make enhancements to many of these businesses. You know, the architecture is fantastic. We have a lot of existing infrastructure. Infrastructure doesn't simply need to be utilitarian. It can also be artistic at the same time. And so leveraging some of the existing infrastructure, leveraging some of the architecture to install decorative lighting, we think it really creates an opportunity for a really high-impact visual experience. And so, you know, we've been pounding the pavement, reaching out to property owners, securing their buy-in in terms of allowing us to install murals, working with local artist, world-renowned muralist as well to activate these gateways. So I think it's going to be a pretty magical experience for our visitors, not only for our visitors, but also for existing residents and businesses as well.
What has been the reaction of the property owners? Because I'm just going to be brutally honest, Davon. Some of the signage in those 100 blocks is pretty butt ugly. I mean, it's just, I don't know how else to say it. I mean, it is what it is. I mean, it may not be their fault, but I mean, it's there.
Yeah, you know, I think a lot of property owners are excited about it. You know, fortunately, DDD, we've had a track record of administering a facade improvement grant program for a number of years, and so we've had property owners that can really serve as ambassadors in terms of how funding can help them, you know, make improvements to their building with lighting, decorative improvements. So, you know, the response has been positive. Again, I think everyone recognizes the magnitude of this event with Super Bowl, with hundreds of thousands of visitors descending upon our city. with over 5,000 media outlets in the city. So they see this as an opportunity to step up, and so the response has been positive.
Spanish Plaza, y'all are engaged in an initiative there as well.
We are all over the place, Newell, you know, working alongside our partners with Michael and GNO Inc. You know, with the number of visitors, the Mississippi River, again, great vista of our city, we saw an opportunity here, again, to create an opportunity for people to pause. You know, right now, Spanish Plaza, I would say, is a little underwhelming, and so we've been working with a number of partners at the New Orleans Building Corporation, Rockstep Capital, which is owner of the Riverwalk Outlet Collection, and we came up with an idea to have some installation of a human interactive signage. And so we will be installing some decorative signage there. Again, this provides an opportunity to take pictures for residents, to take pictures, visitors, again, to take in the vistas of the Mississippi River. The properties are along Spanish Plaza. When you go to a city, you always want to just pause. And we're constantly thinking about how do we create those Instagrammable moments. So when people walk away, you know, they have a memory that's seared in their brain. Like, this was my experience in New Orleans. I got to experience the Mississippi River. Look at this backdrop. We want them to walk away saying, I love New Orleans. And that's really what this signage is all about.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, when you think about going up and down to Mississippi, and I've visited a lot, most of the major cities on the Mississippi, you don't really have that a lot in other cities either.
Certainly
is an opportunity for us to exploit, right?
Absolutely. You know, the Mississippi River very much shaped this city, a working river. We're seeing a lot of development along the city as well. And so, you know, given the proximity to many of the activities that will take place at the convention center as well, this is an opportunity to bolster commerce as well. We want people to take advantage of the transportation, the ferry offered by RTA. And so, you know, this will be a magical experience all around.
Now, you guys always have an eye on economic development, and y'all have done some things in that regard as well, right?
We have. You know, for us, we view every visitor in the city as a potential new resident, a new entrepreneur, a new business occupant. That's what this is all about. We want people to walk away saying, hey, you know, I had a fantastic experience in downtown New Orleans. Maybe I should purchase a condo or lease an apartment. Or maybe perhaps someone walked past a vacant space where they saw a decorative lighting in the storefront and said, you know what, this is a place where I need to open our business. And so, you know, for us, that's what economic development is all about. It's pretty simple. It's making sure that people say, I need to live here, I need to work here, I need to open up a business. And so, you know, we take every single visitor seriously. They're not to be taken for granted. We know that can translate into dollars and also continued job growth for our community.
Let us talk, if you would, for a moment about Canal Street revitalization. Michael and I have talked a lot about this, and one of the areas that has always kind of irritated me with lighting and just the cleanliness is that area, you know, within a block to two blocks of the Sanger. And it's just, I mean, that place is just such a beautiful place, you know, and it just, you walk out, you leave it and you walk outside and it's so dark and kind of dingy.
Well, fortunately, there are some good things happening. You know, there is a lot of positive momentum along Canal Street, and particularly, you know, as you move towards, you know, Lakeside Canal Street, you know, there's a lot of happening within the biomedical district. Fortunately, Tulane University has installed decorative lighting on a number of their buildings. DDD recently partnered with the Bio Innovation Institute. They will also be installing decorative lighting on a number of their buildings. And we're also partnering with the city's Parks and Department of Public Works as well to retrofit many of the historic lighting standards along Canal Street. So you will see, you know, the restoration of the historic bases, new lighting going in along the corridor. So really, you know, it's a partnership of public sector as well as private sector. You know, we want to leverage the public investments as well, but also get private owners to take advantage of the programs. And we've seen that consistently. And as I mentioned before, we've had property owners take advantage of our facade improvement grant program to install exterior lighting. So there's a lot of investment coming, particularly around the Sanger Theater.
Do you see in the not-too-distant future an ability to redevelop that Hard Rock property there?
You know, I think so. We're optimistic. Recently, City Council passed a motion directing the city's planning commission to evaluate prior studies to look at opportunities, again, to enhance development along Canal Street. And so we're looking forward to that process. We will be engaged as a part of that. You know, we've been working alongside the city's planning commission, looking at opportunities to activate the upper floors of some of the vacant buildings along Canal Street. We've also been looking at opportunities for transfer of development rights. And certainly the Hard Rock site, I think, is, you know, in a prime location, just given the high walkability score of downtown. You know, downtown ranks 96 out of 100. So we're considered a walker's paradise when you think about the proximity of the streetcar transit adjacent to that site. And again, along historic Canal Street, we certainly look forward to the highest and best use development to come.
Yeah. This is going to sound like a weird question, Davon, but I got to ask it. You know, you're involved in a lot of different things. I mean, do you have like a favorite project that you're working on right now?
Oh, that's a great question. I would say
we're going to put you on the spot just a little bit.
You're going to put me on
make
the
you,
spot.
Make you earn your keep there, by.
No, but, you know, I will dive in, Newell. I think one of the projects that I'm most excited about is our work in the bio district. You know, Michael and Gino Inc. work a lot on target industries, and we really see the bio district as an opportunity to continue to diversify our region's economy and create jobs. When you think about the investments of Tulane University, particularly in downtown, where you have the substantial downtown campus and the growth there, the investments coming out of the Bio Innovation Center, the Tulane Innovation Institute, LSU, we really think the biosciences presents an opportunity for continued job growth for entrepreneurs, to provide training for individuals with a high school education who can receive a technical training and really have a great career outcome. And so we're very, very excited about the bio district. You know, Eds and Meds leads is a consistent, resilient economic growth strategy. When you look at those communities that have harnessed the power of institutions of higher education, they're thriving. And we think the same type of success is for downtown, particularly in the bio district.
Yeah, I would agree. I think that's a big upside opportunity for us. Everybody's got their eye on Super Bowl 59. I know you guys have been part of the team in trying to pretty ourselves up. Any other projects that we hadn't talked about already as we ramp up to Super Bowl?
No, I think, you know, it's important that we're focused on the fundamentals, you know, the infrastructure, lighting, tree planting. We're involved in tree plantings as well, you know, protecting the flora in downtown. So we're excited. We're working closely along with the city's Department of Parks and Parkways to install new trees throughout downtown. We'll be beautifying the gateways, new plantings. And so, you know, first impressions matter for many of the people coming returning for Super Bowl. It may be the 10th or 11th, impression as they return for another Super Bowl here in New Orleans. And so we want them to have a stellar experience. At the end of the day, we want people to walk away saying, hey, this was fantastic. I need to move to New Orleans or open up a business in New Orleans.
Got a text here, Davon, wondering if the DDD's ever thought about making Canal Street a pedestrian mall.
That's a great question. We have not necessarily looked at it as a pedestrian-only mall. I think there are opportunities to evaluate that. There are a number of downtowns that have pedestrian-only streets, and so we would certainly need to look at, you know, traffic impacts, the impacts on adjacent development, and so we could look into that.
Yep. All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Davon Barber, President and CEO of the Downtown Development District. Best of luck as we ramp up to Super Bowl 59, and keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Newell. Thanks, everyone. Have a great day.
Thanks,
Davon. We'll be right back with Michael Heck, President and CEO of GNO Inc. when we return. Stay with us, folks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.